Good morning.
Good morning.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. When I was growing up and started working and getting my own money, my dad sat me down and taught me how to budget. One of the parts of my budget was for entertainment. As I've talked about before, I'm a pop culture like nerd. Movies, music, television, books, all of it. In this budget, I would set aside money to do all of these activities. However, my dad would give me some very good advice. He talked to me about needs and wants. Each of us wants something. A PlayStation 5, a new coat, that pair of shoes that you just have to have. All of us also need things. Food, water, shelter, and most importantly, a relationship with God. Comparing these two lists, one is important, the other is a little bit less so. I won't die if I don't get that pair of shoes. My fashion sense might, but I won't. I will die, however, if I do not get food, water, shelter, and I will especially die if I do not build a relationship with God. Today's gospel is all about needs, wants, and which of them are receiving our attention. Are we hearing the call that God is putting out? Are we answering our Savior when He is reaching out for us? In the parable, there's a great feast being put on by a certain man. He tells a servant to call people to the feast. He wants to fill his home and be cheerful. His servant asks those who have been invited to RSVP. However, each of those who has been invited makes excuses. One has a yoke of oxen that he has to tend to. Another says he has to examine the field that he just bought. And the final one says, I just got married. I must see to my wife. All wants, no needs. The master is upset, of course. He wants to fill his home. A new instruction goes out. Go get those who are the lowest of the low, the poor, the maimed, the sick, and those that don't know the master. He even tells the servant to go and compel those on the highway and the hedges to come. Not just invite them, but compel them to come. Back in the time of Christ, it was understood that the highway and the hedges were places of were for people that were struggling a lot, because both those were dangerous. These people needed and wanted an invitation. The master provided this for them. Of course, it's easy to see who is who in the parable. The master is God, the servant is Jesus, and the people rejecting the invitation are those who hear Christ calling during his ministry and beyond, and instead of recognizing who he is, or what he is offering, they turn their attention to the things of this world. Imagine that. God says, come over, and a man says, nope, I have some dirt that I need to go look at. Another says, nope, I have oxen. Really? The other says, I have a wife that I have to attend to, because she's also not invited. So the invitation is extended to those at the time, who would have been considered less than human. God doesn't care who is in his home. He only desires that all of us join him at the table. What is made crystal clear here in this parable is this undisputable reality. God wants us. God does not need us. We need God. But very sadly, we often don't want him. Think about that. The highest of the highs, the God of gods, the creator of all, wants us. He wants you. Not just a, I kind of want to fill my house so it looks nice type of want, but a deep, a loving, and an affirming want. He created us out of nothing. He did not have to do this. There was no need for him to do that. He wanted to. Not only did he create us, but even when we fell away from him, when we disobeyed him, when we left him, He became one of us. He wanted us to be with him so bad that he was willing to come and exchange his life for ours. The shepherd went after the lost sheep. God's want for us knows no limits. I think that Christ's life is very clear evidence of that. But what about our wants and our needs? The times of my life where I have forgotten God or haven't actively gone seeking an encounter with him have been some of the most empty and trying times of my short time here on earth. During my first round of graduate school, I had everything I could ever want. Movies, money, books, television, video games, and time to do every single one of them as much as I wanted. And yet, I was completely and horribly lonely and miserable. It was only when I went back to God that my life began to fill again. That's not a coincidence. Today, my family and my friends, let us accept the invitation of the Lord. Let us remember that we need the one who wants us. We do not need the things of this world. They will pass away or be left behind. The PlayStation 5 will soon be a dinosaur, gathering dust as the PlayStation 6 comes out. The love of God, however, will always remain and will always be what we need. Every day, every interaction that you have with another person is an invitation to the feast of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Are we able to accept it? Amen.